So, Lauren, under Freedom of Information legislation, you, along with four other students, applied to the University of Canberra to release information on a variety of matters. What is it that you wanted to know?
I requested information on the changes to the Bachelor of Journalism degree at the University of Canberra, which as of 2013 is being changed. And there were reports in the media late last year that the journalism units would be cut in half, but then the university wouldn't release any information about it. So I requested that via FOI.
And what response did you receive from University of Canberra?
So officially from the University of Canberra, what happened was first I received an email from one of my lecturers about a week before I was due to receive the documents, asking me and the other students to formally withdraw our requests because the UCFOI officer basically in the email said that it was going to be a lot of work and didn't want to be burdened with the requests.
And that was, that lecturer was Crispin Hull?
That's right. And then I emailed back and I refused to withdraw my request. And then what happened was the following week there was an email that was sent to Crispin from the deputy dean, just letting him know that to the student who had refused to withdraw the request that I could be in breach of student conduct rules because of I didn't have an ethics clearance if I continued with my FOI request, so that I should have that message passed on to me so that I would know and to withdraw my request, and I still refused. So then late last week they ended up sending me the documents.
So just on the first letter that you got, it mentioned that in place of actually receiving the information that you'd requested, that the FOI officer at Canberra University might give you a lecture on or might be available for questions on the FOI process. I'm just wondering, did you feel patronised by that particular response?
I just felt it was a little bit like, you know, they won't give you the document, but will come and talk to you about something about the process, which isn't sufficient. Like, I would have been more than happy to have a lecture from the FOI office. I think that would have been interesting. But I wanted my documents too, because I'm legally allowed to do that and to request the documents. So you can't try and not give out information and say instead you'll come and give them a general talk. It's not sufficient.
And then the second part of, I guess, the pressure that you received was a letter from the administration, or at least a message passed on, which, mm-hmm. amongst other things, seemed to threaten legal action, or at least articulated that they had a legal opinion that ethical considerations might be required. That seems quite overbearing. How did you feel at that stage?
Yeah, it was kind of, I thought about it for a second, but it just didn't make sense that that was a legitimate legal opinion, because if that was the case, then they would have had to go back and review every story that any University of Canberra journalism student had ever produced to work out if they did require ethics or ethics considerations, because that never happened before. So to me, it was almost like a red flag to a bull. I just wanted to go harder then, because it just made me angry that they would try and put me off completing the process and getting my document.
So I guess in that vein, there were five students in total that were warned off pursuing their FOI requests. Four dropped their request, but you didn't. What were some of the journalistic principles that kept you going in terms of going it alone on this particular issue?
Yeah, well, basically I've been taught by my lecturers and my tutors at university that a good journalist keeps pushing and keeps trying to find out the truth and doesn't let things get in the way when there's an important story to be told. So that was a big thing to me. I just knew that you've got to keep going, and you've got to make sure that your journalistic principles come before everything else. And that you've always got to report correctly and do whatever you can to get a story.
And I guess it's strange that it was in fact your journalism lecturer, as we've sort of discussed, that was the one writing you the letter telling you not to pursue, you know, a matter that clearly is in the public interest.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit ironic, although the lecturer, Crispin, did later, I have found out now, he did send further emails back to the university and defended the students, which I thought was really good. So I did get that email from him initially, but then he has come back and emailed the deputy dean after the comments were made about the legal issue, saying that it was a bit ridiculous and that students have a right to access information just like any other member of the public.
And you've received the information that you requested?
I did, last Thursday night.
And what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to be publishing some stories. So I'm just currently finishing. I got over 400 pages. So I've just been working through those, and then I'll be publishing stories about the changes to the journalism degree.